Philippians chapter number 3. Amen. And so it says that, well, I mean, this isn't even going to be my scripture, but I just felt this. I felt to read this first. So that's why I said you don't have to turn here. But Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings. Now, that does not sound fun. Being made conformable unto his death. Whoa, that's hard. I don't like it. Huh. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained. Paul saying, he said, hey, we haven't attained, y'all. We're all still striving. We're all still working towards a common goal. There's something that we're working together towards. Well, not as though I had already attained, either we're already perfect. Amen. All the perfect people say amen. Okay, good. All right. So, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. It's a lot of words to just say, y'all, I'm still doing it. I'm still going it. I'm still running the race. Brethren, I count not myself to have, he says it again, the third time, I haven't apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How many are pressing tonight? How many are pushing against everything that hell's trying to throw you away? Amen. I'm pressing towards it. Amen. It may seem like I'm pushing a huge wall. It may seem like I'm pushing against a heavy door. But I'm still going to push. Amen. I'm still going to press in. Amen. In the Holy Ghost. I'm still going to do it. Why? Because I want the prize. Amen. I want to make heaven my home. Amen. I want to make it. Hallelujah. Man. Press toward the mark. Another word means I strain towards the mark. Strain. That's why they call it a bench press, y'all. Because there's like, you got to like sweat and stuff. It's like, I lift iron morning, afternoon, and evening. That's about it. My wife today, bless her heart. Wait, never mind. That means something different in the South. My wife today, I love her so much. She made, y'all can be seated. Amen. She made this breakfast. It was this French toast with this, what do you call that? Butter or something, buttercream, buttermilk syrup and bacon and fruit. And powdered sugar, and homemade. She made for dinner. She made this homemade. I say dinner. It was like a late afternoon deal, and she made this. Anyway. Well, amen. Yeah, she made a Persian deal, and I mean, you put a little bit on your forehead, and it'll beat your tongue will beat your brains out trying to get it. So if I ain't got nothing left up there tonight, and it seems like my brains are gone. It's her fault. everybody happy tonight? If you're not happy, go eat ice cream. We'll go with what y'all do around here. So I took my daughter today to Brahms, my youngest, because we had to have a daddy-daughter date. And so I took her to Brahms, and I got her it was a shake. She wanted a shake. She wanted a drink and not eat. So I got her a treat, and we just sat there, and we just had a little daddy-daughter date. But here's the deal. You know what it did? made her have a smile the rest of the day. If you're not happy, just bring an ice cream to church. Per Pastor Cowan, just bring an ice cream to church, right? No? Well, don't bring popcorn because we don't want you to spectate and just like, don't do that. But I feel good. I feel good. Just to know I've been redeemed makes me feel good. That's your line right there. Hallelujah, I feel good. Amen. So I promise y'all, I got to thinking about this today. What do I feel? What would God have us to do tonight? And I know we're coming to a close. And here's the deal. I just felt to leave you with this tonight. I felt this impressed on my heart tonight to give to you. Amen. And I got to thinking, the ingredients of revival. The ingredients of revival. The recipe for revival. Anybody hungry for revival? Yes, yes, yes. I must have been hungry as I was writing these titles. I don't know. Ingredients, the recipe, hunger for revival. The missing part of the equation. I wrote the key to the impossible. And sometimes we get stuck thinking, will God ever do it? Will God ever show up? Well, so here we go. Jokes aside, are you ready? Genesis chapter number 11. It says, the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. They said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. They said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And it says, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. The recipe for revival. The recipe for revival. Look at your neighbor and say, the recipe for revival. So here they are, and they come to the land of Shinar, and they get together, and it says, they said one to another, go to, let us make brick. Let us start to work together. Let us start to build something. Let's burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. What stuck out to me as I was reading this, and they said one to another, go to, let us. So when you look at this, these people, amen, they're not living for God. These are not people that are serving God, but these are people against God. Amen. These are those that are out in the world, and somehow they got together and they said, hey, we're going to get unified. We're going to get together. Amen. We're going to make something. Amen. We're going to make a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And what else? Let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Let us do it. Let us do it. Look at your neighbor and say, let us do it. Look at your neighbor. Look at your other neighbor. You just now dissed, and tell them you can do it. Yeah, you can do it. And it says in the next verse, the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men. It says it was the children of, not the children of God. I want you to understand this tonight. This wasn't the children of God, but this was the children of men. And the Lord said, amen, behold, amen, the people is one. They have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. I looked in the ASV, which is the American Standard Version. It says, and Jehovah said, behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is what they begin to do. And now nothing will be withholden from them which they purpose to do. Anybody following me tonight? Then I said, okay, well, let's go look it up in the English Standard Version. The Lord said, behold, they are one people. They have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Amen. Amen. The key to the impossible. Amen. Oh, amen. Ah, let us go. Let us do it. Amen. Oh, when the church would get together and they say, hey, let us go. Let us start. Let's get in one mind. I'm getting a little ahead of myself tonight, but let's get together. And it amazes me when the church gets together. This is the children of men. But when the church gets together, there are those. Hey, let's get together. Let's build it big. Let's go have revival. Amen. Let's do it. And there are those that sit back and say, that was good preaching, wasn't it, tonight? And then your neighbor looks at you and says, yeah, but that was good, wasn't it? The singing was all. Amen. Oh, sister so-and-so did so good tonight. Yeah. But, and that spirit of exceptionalism starts to creep into the church. That spirit, amen, of, oh, amen, ah, God, amen, I don't know if you're going to be able to, I've seen it before, but yeah, that was good revival, that was good services, but. Well, I feel like preaching.
All right.
I feel good tonight. Woo. Amen, anybody going to help me tonight? Look at your other look at your back neighbor and say, let us.
Let us.
Let us. Let us. Amen. And so here they are, they're together. Amen. You got to get rid of any doubt that God can do it. You've got to get rid of yourself out of the equation. Amen. You've got to get yourself out of it. Amen. Let us. It's not about me. It's not about you. But this is God's church. Amen. Oh, the reason that we're together, the reason that we've come is not for ourselves and our little, amen, our little song. Amen. Or, oh, amen, I wasn't on the drums. Or I didn't do this and I didn't do that. But, oh, amen, let me get together with the people of God and build.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. 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 And if we're not careful, we'll let exceptionalism get a hold of us. I like that, but we'll have some withholdings. We'll hold back on some things. And we'll say, my situation is so challenging that even God can't give me a word that's stronger than my situation. Or I dare you today, amen, why don't you just take that card and throw it down and say, hey, amen, I'm getting in one mind, one accord with the people of God. Amen, I don't want it about me. Amen, I want it to be about God's kingdom. Amen, I don't want it, amen, to be about myself and my little pity party. But, oh, God, let me get involved. God, let me be a part. Amen. God, I want your spirit to touch this city. The key to the impossible. Okay. You ready? Because there was three things. There was three things. It said nothing shall be impossible for them. Three things that God observes. Number one, the people are. Brother, bring up verse number 6. The Lord said, behold, the people are. The people is one. The people are one. These people, amen, they're going to get together. They are children of men. They're not living for God. They're not. They're living in wickedness. But they became. These are people that are against the church. And the people are one. These are people that don't understand the Bible. They never read the Bible. But the people is one. So these people, they get together. They're going to deny any proclivity of division, anything that rises in their spirit to say, "Hey, amen. I don't want to do it that way, and I don't want to get involved in that. That's not my cup of tea. I just don't want to do it." They would start to. But these people made up in their mind that they are one. Can I tell you a word that scares hell in the Bible is the word together. Because two is better than one. Three is better than two. Even I come against the ideology of us far and no more. The kingdom of God is so much bigger than your comfort zone. Amen. We are God's people. We are one people. Amen. We need each other. Hallelujah. 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 The people are one. And so the enemy. The enemy would like to try and isolate you, get you off by yourself, get you all alone. Say, well, you know, you can just hang out. You can just be, you know, hey, your couch is a good place to be when you're all depressed. Get off by yourself. You need to get rid of the self-imposed lie from the devil in your life. Amen, that you're better off by yourself and realize we are one people. Amen, we're much better together. We're much better when the church is working together and the church is in unity. Amen, I don't have room in my spirit to hear you talk about my brother or my sister. I don't have room in my spirit. Hey, we're doing something. Doing something. This is the key to the impossible. We're building something. Well, I got to take you all back. Here we go. Here we go. Let's go back to verse number 3. It says, they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime. Had they for mortar, verse 4 it says, they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And so what happens is the children of men do this, and they start to. Going, you try to get something doing, and they said to let us build us a city and a tower, five stories, and then somebody over here says six stories. Why are we building a tower for y'all? And so, but it doesn't say any of that. It doesn't. But it says that they from the beginning said, hey, we've got a purpose. We've got a plan. We're going to build us a city and a tower whose top may reach. We're going to keep on going. We're going to go ahead and make it as tall as we can, as big as we can. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. But oh, I got to reading this, Pastor Cowan. And I thought, well, verse number 3. The church said one to another, go to. Let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And there was something different about the church. Because see, they didn't take and burn stones or burn mortar and clay, but they got stones together and they started building an altar. And there was something different about it. And they said, go to, let us make, let us build him a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let's make him a name. Amen. Lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight, when the church gets unified, and it's not about us. Amen. Oh, there's things that happen. Amen. The church gets unified, and there's things that can be built. There's revival that can be wrought. Amen. It's the key to the impossible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo. The people are one. What is it? I've got my arms wrapped around the plan of God. Amen. I'm encouraging my brother. I'm encouraging my sister. The people are one. It was whenever the people of God, the children of God, began to murmur and complain. Well, her hair tonight. Did you see it? Hey, I know this is funny. Y'all, hey, did you see Sister So-and-so? She sat in my seat. We've got bigger things to take care of. We've got to get together in the name of Jesus. We've got to fight hell. Amen. We've got to win souls. Amen. This is God's kingdom. I want to be a part of it. And oh, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Let's get involved. Let's be one. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Hallelujah. Don't talk about my church. You can't say anything that's going to make me leave my church. Amen. That's one of the ingredients. Amen. Nothing shall be impossible for them when they are one. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord. Verse number 6, real quick. Behold, the people is one. Not two. Not our own mindset. The people is one mission, one vision, one purpose. Didn't we just read that? Didn't we just say it? A common goal, a common mission, a common vision, flowing from a common dream. Only as hearts and hands are joined can we see the what? The supernatural take place. When the charge is with one mind and one accord. Hallelujah. Huh. Number 2. They have all one language. They all speak the same thing. They're all speaking the same language. They're all talking the same. Hey, you know. Hey man, levels are out of the conversation. We're just going to take it in the clouds. We're going to just take it as high as it can go. Because our vision is the same. Our passion is wrapped around the same goal. Amen. Our purpose is wrapped around, amen, Pastor's vision. Amen. Oh, amen, Pastor, whatever you want us to do, whatever you want me to do. Amen. Oh, I want to be involved. Amen. I don't want it to be my show, but let it be God's show. Amen. I don't want it to be about me, but God, let it be about you. Amen. Oh, amen, I don't want to murmur. I don't want to complain, but oh, let me speak the same language. Let me speak the heavenly language. Let me get involved and let me talk, amen, good and what's right and what's holy. Amen. Let me do it in the same language. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. The opposite, the antithesis of a people that speak the same language are people that murmur and complain. Now, Pastor, you could tell me, sit down, you could say, hey, this is Pastor, and I don't want you, Pastor. This is just, well. Johnny, did you hear that? That was for you. That one was for you. Murmuring, complaining about everything. Yeah. Murmuring and complaining keeps the children of Israel from going into the promised land. It was called the day of provocation. It was one of the seven things that was an abomination unto God. Yeah. All right. I would to God that I was at one church, and I said one church between the Atlantic and the Pacific. And every night there was a line out pastor's door. Pastor would text me. He'd say, brother, I'm sorry. It's going to be a little bit. And it was people. Why wasn't my Johnny tonight? Y'all, this is real. This is just, it's just. But when the church gets together, when the church realizes it's not about us, but it's about Him. It's not about my kingdom, but it's about His kingdom. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't we clap our hands to the Lord? Come on, let's love Him. Let's love Him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Hallelujah. They speak the same language. Oh, in 2025, there's no room for murmuring and complaining. We got to get that out of our spirit. Amen. Oh, take it to an altar, but get rid of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Find something to be thankful for. Too many times we let the bad moments in our life overshadow and we remember, oh, remember back to that time. If we would just keep count of all the good things. I mean, there's so many things. Y'all, I'm just going to tell you a few, couple. Okay. We were going to go evangelizing. And this is the day before we leave to go evangelizing. I mean, is this not the day before? This is the day before. We're going to pull our trailer. And we had to have our trailer checked off by the DMV. And so they said, oh, yeah, just drive it over here. And we're like, we're living in this thing. We can't just drive over there. You know what I'm saying? And so the next day we were going to leave at like 3 in the morning to like head out. Well, that means we got to wait for the DMV to open to get this thing checked off, all this stuff. Okay? Can you get your little people down there at like 3 in the morning? That's what I felt like. Tell them. I wasn't murmuring. But here's the deal. We were in the parking lot of Target. There's cops sitting over there. There's three motorcycle cops, just all over there, just chilling. Like there's no crime in the city. And we get over. I pull over there to them, and I said, my wife's like, honey, what are you doing? She's thinking I'm gonna get a ticket just for like rolling up to them or something. I roll up to them and I said, hey, I said, I got a question for y'all. And they're like, yeah. And I said, first of all, how y'all doing? I come in peace. And I told him, I said, I've got this issue. I said, DMV needs to check off my trailer before I head out. I'm heading out early in the morning. We can do that for you right now. All right. They may have set the trailer, but I feel that God set those people there. Because God takes care of his people. When you're in his will, whenever you're going after it, whenever you're saying, God, not my will, but I want to be a part of what you're doing at New Life Tabernacle. I want to be a part of what you're doing in the church. And at all, I believe that God is on your side. You have favor with God. Amen. Things can happen. God wants to further revival. Amen. He doesn't want to hinder it. I would that everybody in here says, God, let me be a part of revival. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Gratefulness, thankfulness. I was grateful. I was thankful. Amen. There was another time, my wife, we had just got married. And I was talking a little bit to Pastor Count about this day. This is the rest of the story. So, when I first got married, I was finishing my college degree. My wife put me through the last semester of college. I don't recommend it to anybody. Okay? I was in the corner of my rooftop quite a bit. Anyway. Go read Proverbs. So, oh man, God have mercy. So, where were we headed with this? So, here I am. I finished college. I was working pest control. In the midst of working pest control for my father, I'm also substitute teaching. Y'all, this is on record. I hate pest control. I do not like spiders. I do not like anything that's creepy and crawly. I grew up in my dad was a pest control operator. He owned his own business. He can have it. I came around one day, I was spraying the place, and I met myself, a big old garden spider. And I said, I didn't see him. I felt him. And he was on me, and I wanted him off me. And
after that, I said, I'm done. Well, here I am. God, I started sending out resumes. Hundreds of resumes. I was sending them out an hour away, school districts an hour away. Because I was desperate to become or to get a job teaching. Well, so here's what happens. I've got to get my mind together. Here we go. Okay. I'm at church one night. I'd sent out a bunch of resumes. I'm at my wit's end. Frustrated. Because all summer, after I had finished my last semester of college, I'm trying to get a job. And I'm sending out these resumes. The closer it gets to school starting, you understand that jobs get snatched up. Teaching. In the teaching profession. They just, you know, and once they're, and really they start like in March. And so, here I am. I'm getting worried. My wife and I, we start to pray and we start to fast. And we go to church on a Wednesday night. There is a week and a half left until school starts. And we go to church. It was a Wednesday night. I remember it. We sit there through service. We're praying. There's uncertainty. And I'm there and I'm praying. And I'm asking God, God, you know, God, you're able. God, you're a prayer answering God. Well, yeah. Until your old flesh gets in the way. And so here I am. And I'm praying about it. And I go home and I'm defeated. And on the way home, I looked at my wife and I've got tears in my eyes. We've been praying about this. We've been fasting about this. And I look at her and I said, I am going to do pest control. Calling my dad in the morning. I'm going to do pest control. Wit's end. I was done. I get home. We start settling in for the night. And I look down to put my alarm on my phone. And there's a missed phone call. Mr. Truck, this is the vice superintendent of schools of Visalia Unified. And I wanted to call you and see if you're available for an interview on Friday. During church, I had my phone on silent. And I said, ah! And so I called him first thing in the morning. And I said, hello, is this so-and-so? They said, yeah. They said, are you available for an interview on Friday? I said, hold on, let me check my calendar. Yeah, I'm free. When do you want me there? You can't tell me that God is not thoughtful of his people. You can't tell me that God is thinking. And God took a job that was meant for somebody on halftime. And they said, Mr. Truck, we want you. So we're going to make it a full-time position. God is watching out for those that are thinking of him. That are saying, God, I want to be involved. God, I want to do your work. God, I love you. There's favor in the kingdom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. It's not me, but let us make him a kingdom. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's all stand in this house. Amen. Can we put verse number 6 on there again? It says, they have all one language, and this they began to do. Oh, I don't like that one. Huh? You mean? Really? I gotta do? This they began to do because they wanted revival. Church said, hey, We're one. We all speak the same language. And the Bible says, this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. They were doers. They got together. There wasn't one that said, hey, I'm going to go over here. I've got to fix my backyard today. I've got something out. But they worked together. Whenever it was something involving the church, they said, count me in, Pastor. Count me in. Amen. This they began to do. Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Well, I got to thinking, and this sounds really, really familiar, because the Bible says that Jesus said, go ye and tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And so when the people got together, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And there came a sound, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Amen. If you'd put up verse number 7, brother, it says, amen, and when Jesus, when God saw, he looked down. Amen. What does it say? Come on. It says, come, let us go down there and confuse their language. Amen. What does it say in verse 5? Amen. It says, the Lord came down to see the city and the tower. Amen. God is interested in what the church is building. God is interested in his people. So when the people got together, amen, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled. The Spirit of God came down. He said, hey, I want to see what they're building. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus, God. Come on, when the church does their part, when the church is one, when the church have all one language, one purpose, one vision, one common goal, amen, the Spirit of God visits them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's all gather together around the front. How many wants to get involved? God, I want to be a part. I want to do. Amen. I want to be together. I want to be in unity. I want to be one mind, one accord. Amen. I want to speak the same language. Why? Because we've got to have moves of God. Amen. I don't want it just to be about me. But God, I want your Spirit to come. I want the presence of God to fill this place. Amen. I want the Holy Ghost to touch lives. Amen. I want souls to be saved from a devil's hell. And it only happens when a church makes up their mind. Amen. Oh, amen. I want to be about God's business. I want to be about revival. I want to be about what God wants. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands over this, all over this house right now. Let's talk to the Lord. Oh, precious God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. Come on, this is your moment to just let God know. God, I want to get involved. God, I want to do more. I want to get involved. God, I want to make sure that I'm not a hindrance, but God, God, I want to be a part of what you're doing. God, I want to be a part, amen, of building the kingdom. I want to be a part of